Play School Storytime, Volume 5. Read by Costa Georgiadis, Julia Zamiro, Dave McCormack, Sophia Gollan, Matt O'Kine, and Dr. Anita Heiss.
Storytime!
I love all these native flowers on your cushion. There's a waratah and a wattle. And you've got overalls on, Jemima. I love overalls too. I should have worn mine too. Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to Storytime. My name is Costa and this is Jemima. And I'm going to read you a story. I wonder what the story will be about today, Jemima. What was that? Did you hear that? That was the sound of the magic story drawer. Oh, let's see what's inside. Look at this, Jemima. It's a seedling in a teacup. And there's lots of flowers all around the cup. It's beautiful. I wonder if there's something to do with gardening in the story. I'd love that. The story today is Emily Green's garden. Fantastic. And look, there's Emily Green and a seedling planted in a teapot, just like our one. And the story goes something like this. Emily Green lived in a perfectly lovely house in a perfectly lovely street. It was the kind of street where people were always busy and bustling, hurried and hustling. Everyone kept their houses nice and neat, their front porches spick and span, and the street shipshape. There's Emily Green giving the path a sweep. Every day, Emily Green and her parents scrubbed and dusted and polished until their whole house sparkled from top to bottom. It was perfectly lovely. But Emily Green was tired of being neat and tidy. She wanted to play and explore and create. She wanted to make some mess. She wanted to get outside and get grubby, get her hands in the garden. Do you like getting messy outside? I know, I sure do. Then one day as she swept the pavement outside, a flicker of green caught her eye. There, growing between the pavers, was a tiny seedling. There's the seedling. Can you see it? With two tiny green leaves. Emily Green felt a spark of curiosity. The next day she came home from the library with a pile of books and gathered everything she would need. Look, there's a wheelbarrow and soil and gloves and a hose. Carefully, she pulled the seedling from the ground and planted it. Can you see it there in the pot? That looks like the seedling we saw on the front cover, planted in the teapot.